Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Our goal is to bring you to full awareness of what to expect as this information's come in, right? Your assets are not a place where you want to be blindsided.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Have you ever won something after you certainly lost? Or maybe you scored the goal for the other team but ended up in the championship game anyway. Or you totally guessed at trivia night and ended up with the biggest cash prize of them all.
That's how we felt when we first heard about 100% bonus depreciation, guys. We were mesmerized by the thought, even if we didn't make passive income from an investment, we're already winning big.
How? Because instead of giving our hard-earned money to Uncle Sam, we're investing those same dollars into an apartment syndication that's growing.
It was truly an eye-opening experience for us, and we didn't hesitate to dive deeper into apartment investing and felt secure knowing that 100% bonus depreciation had our backs.
Yep, for sure.
We got to make more, keep more, and grow more with it. Talk about win-win-win here. What were some of those keys lessons for you, Palm?
For me, it was knowing that we could get Uncle Sam on our corner for once and substantially lower our overall tax bill, thus directly contributing to our family's bottom line. It was an eye-opening and made me feel so confident that we could always come out on top of these investments, no matter what investments we make.
Apartment investing, in particular, has offered passive investors tremendous tax advantages over the last few years. However, some of those critical tax benefits are phasing out in the coming years, which is why we're talking about it in today's episode.
We want you to be aware of the tax advantages as they currently stand, as well as how they're about to change in the coming years so that you can make the best investment decisions for you and your family.
We'll start by discussing the high-level tax benefits of investing in apartment syndications and then dive into the Tax Cuts and Job Acts that TIJA passed in 2017, how it has improved tax benefit even farther for passive investors in a recent year.
Then we'll break down some bad news. Feel like I'm the one who's always breaking the bad news on how TIJA, which was going to be phasing out in the coming years, so that you can definitely wrap your mind around it so that you know exactly what it means for your investments.
Our goal is to bring you to full awareness of what to expect as this information's come in, right? Your assets are not a place where you want to be blindsided. Now, a disclaimer, we're not PAs or anything like that. Always, always consult your own CPA and your team of professionals.
Indeed, we're not tax professionals. We're just two apartment syndicators and passive investors. And obviously, you guys know boba connoisseurs who are sharing our experience with the best intentions for you to grow your wealth, save on taxes in the process. Now, let's get going.
Palm, let's start with an overview of tax advantages of investing passively into an apartment syndication as they currently stand. If you're already a seasoned passive investor and could recite all the advantages by heart with us, feel free to skip ahead.
Or if you're like us, it never gets old hearing all about the massive tax benefits from apartment investing. Now, the first thing you should know is that as a passive investor, even though you're not really doing any work in fixing the toilets, finding the tenants, or dealing with the trash, you're still going to get the same tax benefits, which goes through and flows through the syndication entity. Usually, it's going to be a form of an LLC straight to you as an investor.
When you invest as a limited partners, or also known as LPs or passive investors in an apartment syndication, you get a share of the return based on how much you invest in, right? Similarly, you get a share of that same tax benefit as well, as documented by the Schedule K-1 you'll receive each year.
The K-1 shows this income and losses, and in the particular case, the big number is going to show probably in year one of the investment. And usually the K-1 is going to have some pretty daunting negative number attached to it.
Wait a second. A negative number?
I know. It seems like that's all I do.
Don't scare our cash flow multiplier tribes here. Get to the good part.
See, I don't always bring bad news, right? So we were just talking about the magic of the K-1 is that it includes bonus and accelerated depreciation. In other words, even though while you're receiving or potentially receiving cash flow distribution on an ongoing basis, the K-1 can show a substantial paper loss, which in that case means that you're reducing taxes that you owe on the cash flow you receive and the proceeds from the sales, guys.
We remember the first time as passive investor, we were shocked by the amount of our K-1 paper loss, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember I was actually kind of like physically ill because I'm like, oh my God, did we just lose a whole bunch of money?
But you got better pretty fast, huh?
Yes, because once we clarified what the scenario meant, we got a lot better. We were super happy.
Yeah, so we invest $100,000 on that deal, and the K-1 paper loss we got back was $83,000, meaning that the government was investing alongside us, and we are actually investing in a deal for $17,000 only, and the government contributed the $83,000, yet we're benefited as if we invest the whole $100,000 to begin with.
Speaking of bonus depreciation and paper losses, Nan, did you know that we've been living in the golden age of bonus depreciation?
It's true, these good old days we'll look back on fondly. I mean, when the Tax Cuts and Job Acts, TICJA, went into effect at the beginning of 2018, it ushered into the golden age of bonus depreciations, which we've been living in since then. Right? And after the TICJA passes, it allowed investors to take 100% bonus depreciation on certain types of fixed assets, including the commercial real estate assets we invest in.
The exact dates to take advantage of these 100% bonus depreciation on properties acquired are placed into service starting September 27th, 2017, and before January 1st, 2023. In other words, there's a ticking clock on this 100% bonus depreciation benefits, and it's always going to be a temporary thing. We all knew that. Speaking of bonus depreciation and paper losses, did you know that we've been living in the heyday of bonus depreciation?
It's true. These are the good old days we'll look back up on, right? When the TIJA went into effect at the beginning of 2018. I'm like, TIJA.
We call it TICJA.
It ushered into the golden age of bonus depreciation, which we've been in since then. After the TICJA passed, it allowed investors to take 100% bonus depreciations on certain types of fixed asset, including commercial real estate asset we invest in.
The exact dates to take advantage of the 100% bonus depreciation are on properties acquired between service date of September 27th, 2017 and before January 1st, 2023. In other words, there's a clock ticking here, guys, on 100% bonus depreciation benefits. And it's always going to be a temporary thing. We knew that.
We've been talking a lot about BDE, bonus depreciation energy, but it's easier to explain through an example. So let's walk through a quick scenario so you can better understand the full impact of the increased bonus depreciations.
Let's say that we buy a commercial multifamily apartment building before the end of 2022. And let's say that the purchase price was $3 million.
I like that. Let's manifest on that. Okay. If we take that straight line approach to depreciation, that means we can depreciate the cost of the building in equal portions, like a straight line over 27 and a half years, which is the depreciation schedule for commercial properties.
However, through the power of cost segregation, we can show that certain elements within the property, such as the flooring, the light fixtures, the tub, the cement, the doorknob, the AC fixtures, all those things can be depreciated over a shorter lifespan. So let's say that the land value for that property is $3 million. The purchase price, again, is $33 million. Because the land isn't depreciable, Nan, can you let everyone know what would be the depreciable amount?
Let's do a quick math here. $33 million minus $3 million in land, right? So equal to $30 million. So a rough number of bonus depreciation in this case is 80% depreciations from $30 million.
And now our cost segregation are always done by a third-party engineer firm. And for this particular example, we give you an estimate bonus depreciation around 80%, which means that if you're investing $100,000 into an apartment syndication, then you will be receiving a K-1 statement showing a paper loss of roughly around $80,000, given the current allowance 100% bonus depreciation.
Okay, so let's compare this same example at 50% bonus depreciation. Your investment is still $100,000. If that bonus depreciation was to drop to 50%, then your paper loss you will see will be around $50,000.
This is particularly relevant if you have significant passive income from real estate investments, businesses, or otherwise, or that you have qualified for REAPS, which is real estate professional status, in which case your paper losses could be applied to other types of income as well.
Again, everyone's tax situation is different as well as their asset. So check with your CPA to see if this could work for you too.
But regardless of the exact implication for your tax bracket or your tax situation, the point is that the greater depreciation now or in the near term is generally more desirable.
Why? Because of the time advantage and opportunity cost. If you can pay less taxes right now, even if the depreciation is recaptured later upon the sales of the asset, that gives you additional time to invest and grow the money you would have otherwise paid towards your tax bill.
Are you getting this whole hype around bonus depreciation? You see our excitement, right? We cannot stop talking about this subject. This is why it's imperative that you take advantage of the 100% bonus depreciation while it's still available. This brings us, Nan, to our next topic, the phasing out TIGTA in the coming years and what this means for you.
Much like the Choco Tacos, as we know, all good things must come to the end. So it must be true with bonus depreciation as well.
Sigh, I am not looking forward to this, so we're going to give it to you straight. As of the time of this recording, it's being written, and we are in the last calendar year of 2022, in which you can take advantage of the 100% bonus depreciation benefits as is laid out by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017.
So here's a breakdown of the schedule from 2018 to 2022. It will be 100% bonus depreciation. In 2023, it will move to 80%, and in 2024, 60%.
Then things take a total deep dive from there. 2025 with 40% depreciation, and finally 2026 with 20% bonus depreciation. In other words, for apartment syndication investments you make before to December 31st, 2022, those investments are still eligible for the 100% bonus depreciation.
Yay. So keep in mind, though, that if you make an investment on December 31st, 2022, but the deal doesn't actually close until January 23, then that investment would fall under the 80% bonus depreciation guidelines for 2023.
Thus, it's a risk to continue to wait for an investment opportunity that may or may not come later this year, particularly if they don't close by the end of this calendar year.
So what does this gradual phasing out means for you as an investor? You know, so it means that in each passing year, as the bonus depreciation continues to decline, your tax bill may climb with it, which means you need to take advantage of the time sooner than later. And guys, on top of that, President Bryan's proposal tax act, had it passed, could eliminate some benefit of the bonus depreciation altogether and potentially sooner than 2026. All the more reasons to invest now. Let's play this out further and see what the implication would be in each subsequent year, assuming we're talking about the same asset and the same cost segregation / depreciation potential.
In 2022, 100% bonus depreciation equals $80,000 in paper loss. Remember from the example we gave you earlier. In 2023, with 80% depreciation, you're going to be moving that loss to $64,000. And in 2024, at 60%, you're going to get $48,000 in paper loss from that original $80,000 loss.
Then in 2025, at 40%, it will leave you with $32,000 in paper loss. And finally, in 2026, at 20% bonus depreciation, a whopping $16,000 in paper loss. a huge jump from the original 100% you had a mere 4 years ago.
So where does this leave you, past investors? It means that you need to act now. This is a matter of urgency because we can hear the clock ticking behind us and it's catching up fast. If you act now, you'll still benefit from 100% bonus depreciation as it stands when you close the year off versus wait 2 to 3 years.
Yes, if your tax situation is structured in a way that you could apply those passive loss to other stream of passives or even active income, that the client bonus depreciation would mean a substantial shift to your overall tax picture.
And even if you only apply those passive losses you have to your passive income in the asset directly, the lower bonus depreciation means that you'll have less depreciation to carry forward into subsequent years, meaning your overall tax liability could be higher. Now guys, to give you some context, to give you some idea, there's no other asset classes that will give you even 80%, 60%, 40% tax benefits. So therefore, yes, we're spoiled. And so once we max out on that 80%, even though we don't want it to go away, it's still going to be a valuable tool to still invest in an apartment because all your gains will still be deducted again, 80%, 60%, 40%, which is still marvelous and nothing else can beat it.
Yes, absolutely true.
Cool.
We get it. We're not exactly delivering too much of good news today. And your head is probably start swimming in information as you try to strategize what's next for you and your investment. And we're not there too long ago ourselves. It's totally normal.
We get it. The intricacies and of the tax law and depreciation and stuff like that are not always easy to wrap your mind around. And you get today's episode is super beefy. And the fact that you guys stuck with us this far is an accomplishment in itself. Go you.
Yes, go. So you know, cash flows and flyers, you are the best. So you'll show all this beefy content to get to the good stuff and build wealth by saving in taxes.
They are, and that's why we love them so much. If you take away nothing from this episode, besides the fact that we're both obsessed, here's the one thing you should be aware of. The tax landscape is shifting, and if you continue to do the same things you've done over the last few years, you can expect the same results.
You know what the definition of insanity is, right? Doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting different results each time. It's just not possible, especially in this economic season.
Over the last few years, we've enjoyed a period of extraordinary tax advantages for real estate investors, where we're able to take advantage of 100% bonus depreciation that we love and thank you so much.
Yes, and that has translated into significant tax benefits for many real estate investors. But those advantages are phasing out in the coming years. Again, all good things must come to an end, but the end isn't here yet. So if you're thinking about investing passively in apartment syndication, the time is now.
Nan, so while 100% bonus depreciation may be fading out, like I said earlier, this doesn't take away from all the other investment benefits, investing in the best risk-adjusted asset class, preserving your wealth, hedge against inflation, and possibly doubling your money while you're sleeping. Those are pretty great advantages, regardless,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
For sure, it's possible to seek out investment opportunities that will be closing before the end of the year so that you can take advantage of the 100% bonus depreciation while it's still around.
Yes, and in particularly when factoring everything else that's going on right now, including inflation, rising interest rate, and an impending recession, if we aren't already there yet.
True.
It's important to take action right now so you can make sure that your financial foundation for you and your family is on a firm footing.
All right, so where do you go to find these awesome deals and how do you learn more about investing with the best in the best? Some of you already know where we're going with this. But we have some resources for you to check out.
The Kitty Freedom Club is designed for everyday people just like you who are leveling up their high level investment. At the Kitty Sisters, we have a variety of options to help you learn about how to invest in real estate so you can take advantage of the tax benefit available to you. Guys, join the Kitty Freedom Clubs today and enjoy all the benefits of 100% bonus depreciations before it's too late.
That's it from us, Cash Multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.